Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everyone. Happy, happy Tuesday. My phone is at 2%, Leif. Oh, welcome,
oh,
Leif.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Guys, we actually have the whole family, JC, Leif, and Lady sitting on my lap.
Lady, say hi.
And she's looking at us both talking, and she's involved. Okay, guys?
She's here. My phone is not charged, which this is not good because I'm going to be reading stories off of it. Can I use your phone? Is your phone charged?
Mine's pretty low, but you can use it.
Okay.
Just don't look at any texts that come in. I have some secret stuff going on.
Cool.
Just kidding.
I hope you do for Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. It'll be Valentine's Day in a few days when you're listening to this. So hope you guys are all having a wonderful week and that you have fun Valentine's Day plans, whether it be with yourself, with your gals for a Galentine moment, or with a partner. Do you guys want to know something so crazy? And you also, Leif?
Yes. Tell me.
I was going through on our way home from Arizona on the plane when we were coming back to California. I always like take the opportunity to go through the photos on my phone and like delete them or clear out something since I don't have internet or anything. And I was going through all my old notes on my phone because I was just trying to clear out. I had like 2,000 notes.
Oh, gosh.
Because I used to do a to-do list literally every day and then I would forget to. Sometimes I would just erase it and redo it, but sometimes I would just do new ones all the time. So I had so many to-do lists in there and then just all these random ideas. Anyway, I realized that Chelsea and I used to like script our podcasts. Like there would be paragraphs written because we just didn't want to sound dumb. Like we wanted to have our thoughts ready. And so we pre kind of planned what we were going to say. And we would basically write a full like book on our notes or on our laptop. It would be paragraphs long so that we didn't like
mess
up.
But then you would just kind of paraphrase what's going on. Like you wouldn't read it verbatim.
We wouldn't read it verbatim, but kind of. We'd kind of paraphrase, but almost write it in a way that sounded very natural.
And you would type in all the likes and the ums. That's why you said it so much.
Awesome. Thank you for bringing that to everyone's attention. This is not working on your phone either, unfortunately.
What do you mean?
I can't like open the note because you don't have permission to open it or something.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. We've officially figured out the phone tragedy. I was clearly not prepared today with my 2% phone.
Come on.
Anyway, today in honor of Valentine's Day coming up, we wanted to do kind of a lovey-dovey little episode.
Oh.
So we are going to read some proposal stories. And I don't know what these are all about because, of course, I don't read them before. So I think some are like funny, some might be sweet. And we're talking all about love and proposals, which got me thinking, I feel like we may have told our proposal story on a podcast episode, probably not us together, but maybe I've told it from my perspective, but it was probably 2, maybe 3 years ago.
That you told it?
Yeah. And my memory gets worse every year. I wish I would have journaled more.
Before we get to that, we also have a surprise at the end. Okay. And we're going to do a little bit of ASMR of JC and I kissing.
Sick. So. Sick.
Okay. For the season of love.
Do you want to tell a little bit about our proposal from... Actually, let me ask you a few questions.
Okay.
How soon after you got my ring did you propose to me?
I think it was like a week. Or no, wait.
It was days.
Yeah, days. I ordered it like a week or so prior. And then we were going on a trip together, and that's where I wanted to propose, and the ring hadn't come yet. So I was kind of, I was thinking, okay, maybe, no, I don't think I ever thought maybe I'd propose without the ring.
Maybe I just won't propose.
No, maybe I said, I was thinking maybe I wouldn't propose on the trip if it didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
But it came, seriously.
It was like an hour before we left or something,
like,
right?
The place called us like an hour before we left, yeah. So I went and picked it up.
Gosh.
Kinda crazy.
That is
stressful.
Crazy. I was not expecting it at all on that trip because we had just barely looked at rings and I had like told you what I liked. Seriously, days before. It was not that long
before. Well, we just
started
dating like a week before.
Basically, at that point. How long did we date before we got engaged? Like 3 months?
It was on and off for like 6 months.
6 months?
What?
Your memory is... very incorrect.
I'm a person that's so in the moment that just time slows down for me.
So present.
Yeah, so present.
Wow, I really admire that. But we
and
met.
And I just eat up every moment.
Eat up is kind of maybe like soak in
yeah,
every
soak
moment.
Yeah,
soak in. So we met in June or July and we got engaged in November. So however long that is. July, August, September, October, November. Okay, it's five months. And it wasn't really off and on. It was off one time and then on forever.
Yeah.
It's not like we had an off and on relationship where we'd get back together, break up, get back together, break up.
Okay. It was on and off. On and off.
I said it was off once. And then it was, yeah, it was on, it was off once, and then it was on forever.
Yeah, so there's an off
okay.
in there.
True. I feel that we're having a lot of miscommunication on this podcast already. But I was not expecting to get proposed to that soon.
Yeah.
So I was genuinely extremely surprised
That's
when
awesome.
It happened. Yeah, which is so fun.
Well, it's fun that it was a surprise, but also like we both
knew it was
knew
coming.
That we wanted that, you
For
know?
Sure. Yeah, it wasn't a complete out of left field because we had already told each other that we wanted to marry each other and even looked at rings and everything. So
yeah.
Anyway, Leif proposed to me in Idaho in like in front of this waterfall. And we were there for a little family vacation with his family. I was with them for Thanksgiving. And we were at our sister-in-law's cabin. And yeah, we were like going to take photos with Leif's brother and his wife. And his wife, Allie, is who set us up on our first date and everything. So they were with us. We were taking photos. It's funny because you just knew I would want to take photos.
Yeah.
So it wasn't out of the ordinary for me that they would be like taking mm-hmm. photos. And you know what? They videoed it, but I do not know where that video is.
Really?
It was on my camera. So I'm like, it has to be on a hard drive. But I have not seen that video in years.
I don't want to see it.
You don't?
No.
You think you'd be awkward?
Yeah.
I don't think you were awkward. I remember that you jokingly said, you're like JC Marie McKee, which is literally like
mm-hmm.
not my last name. It's it's my stepdad's last name. It's my mom's last name. But I've never gone by that name.
Yeah.
And I think you just did it to be funny, but it was
funny.
Yeah,
to calm my own nerves.
Yeah.
Throw a little joke in there. It's funny, like, I didn't do much planning. All I planned was like, okay, a pretty location and get pictures of it.
That's sweet though, because you knew that I like valued that.
Yeah.
You know, I was, especially back then, I was in my picture taking heyday.
For sure.
So we love that. We love a supportive king. And, you know, ever since then, life's been pretty great.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
6 years.
It's kind of a random location that we got engaged in.
Yeah.
Has like no connection to us and no special memories or anything besides the fact that we got engaged there.
Yeah.
So that was fun though. I like that. It's different. Also, do you remember saying anything? Because I feel like you didn't give a spiel really. You did, but I don't remember it.
I don't remember it either.
It was pretty
just
short.
Something about like that I love you so much and would love to spend the rest of my life with you.
That's this sweet.
Cliche.
Just, you know. The basics. You know, life.
It came from the heart, though.
Basic AF.
That's
so.
For sure.
You guys have heard me mention it already in this episode. Valentine's Day is coming up, y'all. And if your special someone has not already reminded you, then luckily, Macy's got you covered with their gift finder. They have amazing gifts at any price, even $25 and under. If you need more inspiration, you can check out lots of great ideas at macys.com/gift finder. So they have so many gifts, whether you want like a cozy night in vibe, date night out, you're treating yourself, maybe you're celebrating Galentine's this year, or if you're looking to get a little more of a luxe gift for someone who likes the finer things in life, and maybe that someone is yourself, and that's more than okay. They have so many different brands, so many different options. The gift finder is really nice because, like I mentioned, you can kind of specify who you're shopping for, and they will give you a ton of ideas. And if you're like on a budget and you just want to find something $25 or under, they got you covered. Some examples of some things they have like under $25 that I was looking at, they have this like aromatherapy neck and shoulder wrap, which I might have to send Leif a link to because it looks so nice. They have like measuring cup sets, a foot bath, cozy socks, a cute little gold bracelet, little stuffed animals and baby stuff. If you're looking to get like your friend something, I don't know, they have a new baby. I don't know. I do have one of those friends. So maybe I'll have to check that out. They just have tons and tons of options. And like I said, if you're looking to give yourself something this Valentine's Day, ladies, you can gift yourself a fragrance, a new self-care beauty routine. Go all out, okay? They have brands like Martha Stewart Collection, Dior, Coach. They've got it all. So again, that is macys.com/gift finder. Go check it out and gift something for someone you love. You guys, I could bear my testimony about Green Chef. I'm not kidding. I freaking love this company. They make eating healthy so easy and accessible and just effective. It saves you so much time. You don't have to go to the grocery store. Everything is pre-prepped and planned for you. And the recipes are so good and healthy and filling. I'm a huge fan. Leif also loves them. And I feel like whenever Leif or I make it, or if we make them together, it makes us feel like we're like gourmet chefs, and all we're doing is following the directions. So it's really, really chef's kiss, Green Chef's kiss. Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of their plastic packaging in every box and 100% of their carbon footprint and emissions. With fresh produce, premium proteins, and organic ingredients you can trust, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. They offer 35 nutritious and flavorful options to choose from every week, featuring premium, clean ingredients that are seasonally sourced for peak freshness. One of my favorite Green Chef recipes ever is this like crispy chickpea and Brussels sprouts situation. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And I still think about it and I want to get it again immediately. They also have these bell pepper quesadillas, which I haven't tried yet, but they look very easy. They only take 25 minutes to make and it's like a vegetarian meal. It looks bomb. Green Chef's pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices get you more chef-curated flavor in less time. You can avoid long lines at the grocery store. It's so convenient with pre-portioned, easy-to-follow recipes that are delivered right to your door. And it saves you so much time by taking care of meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep. Green Chef's options for every lifestyle include keto and paleo, vegan, vegetarian, fast and fit, Mediterranean, and gluten-free. So whether you're looking for like carb-conscious, gluten-free, plant-based, or you just want to have delicious, balanced dishes, Green Chef has got you covered. Go to greenchef.com/whatwesaid130 and use code whatwesaid130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That is greenchef.com/whatwesaid130 and use code whatwesaid130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. Check it out. Should we get into reading these proposal stories, or is there any other life updates you'd love to, you know, now's your chance. Like, you have a few seconds of fame, so let me know.
Well, I just set up my new desk setup in my office.
It's looking good.
Yeah, it's looking good. I'm still waiting on my sit-stand desk, but I've been doing some good work on there. Some trading NFTs, doing pretty well with that. I also have my Xbox set up on there, so playing some video games. I've actually been doing pretty good. If you want to see like any highlights, I have screen grabs of like some good sniper headshots. So I don't know. Just DM me. I'll send you some clips.
Private messages. I was going to say, those are not on YouTube, are they? This is news to me. Has a whole YouTube channel, a whole career that I don't know about. just thinking about that's making me laugh. Although, Leif, you have been considering starting a YouTube channel for quite some time.
Yeah.
What's the vibe?
I don't know. I have a hard time starting stuff like that. But
don't want to commit to it.
I was on a plane listening to some music. And whenever I listen to music, that's what really gets me going. And I'll just have random, like, just such random thoughts.
Spurts of inspiration.
Yeah, and I just, like, want to film things, make videos. But it's so random that I don't know what to do with it. If you see my...
The idea is so random, or what?
Yeah, yeah. If you see my TikTok, like, one of my, well, the latest TikTok...
Maybe not at this point.
It's just so random, but
you're
that's
so
what's going
quirky.
Through my mind. I'm not like other boys.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, you know, I'm biased. I think you are so creative and I love your video concepts and your ideas. And sometimes I think I do see the vision a little bit when you tell me a certain idea, but you're always kind of joking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it turns out like an actual movie, I'm just shocked. Like the one in Joshua Tree, go to Leif's TikTok. When he was explaining to me, he's like, okay, get this from all these different angles. And I will say, I went above and beyond for those angles.
Yeah.
And I
you're very supportive.
Put my creative spin on a few of them too.
Yeah. Name one.
When I was in the bathroom and
yeah,
I was from
that was good.
An angle from the back.
Nice.
Yeah. got a few different shots of you in the window as well from alternating angles. So yeah, it was produced by me, if you guys were wondering. But that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh, I think it'll be funny. But then when I see it, I'm like, wait, why do I want to watch it over and over? It's like actually cinematic.
Yeah.
So
a
I would love to
see more
of that.
My ideas
from
are
you.
Just like kind of random, like music video type vibes, but I'm not like singing. It's just like to music. I like editing to music.
Yeah, you're really good at that. I would love to see more of that from you.
Wow. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's get into these proposal stories. I hate to like go off the rails again, but do you have any plans for us for Valentine's Day?
No.
Awesome. All right,
do
let's
you?
Get into it.
Do you have any plans?
No.
Yeah, it's a two-way street.
Yeah, I know.
Valentine's Day is a two-way street, people. Come on.
I was actually thinking, because someone wrote in for the advice column recently, and they were like, I want to do something special for my husband for Valentine's Day because he usually plans something. I was like, oh, that's sweet. I should do that. But then I didn't, so... Maybe I will, because we still have a little bit before.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe we could both plan something.
Yeah.
For each other. We've never really put much emphasis on Valentine's Day.
No.
I feel
really.
Like we don't really get each other presents or anything. I can't really remember.
Yeah.
But I told them recently, you've been kicking up into high gear with the thoughtful gifts. The son's jacket, like the pink barbell, which I couldn't find the freaking name for when I was saying it. I'm like, the
barbell.
Pink weight. Did I say it wrong?
No, I'm just saying you couldn't find the name for barbell.
Yeah, I'm like the weight bar. What is it? I cannot think of it. But you've been really thoughtful. So I can't wait to see what you got me for Valentine's Day.
Yes, nice.
Okay, here we go. Going into the proposal stories. Hey girls, love you both and love the podcast so much. I'll try to keep this short and sweet. My husband planned a day hike with our dog to propose to me. He had all our friends hide at the rock he was going to propose at. One of our friends even asked people who were picnicking to clear the rock because his friends were going to get engaged. They were not happy. Oh, come on. It's like someone's getting engaged. Who cares? Your picnic can wait. My husband proposed to me by having our dog wear a dog tag that says, "Will you marry Dad?" After saying yes, my husband told me our friends were hiding and should be coming out any minute. He looked everywhere for them. Turns out he proposed at the wrong rock. So our friends were at the right place and missed the whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
We had to reenact the proposal photos since nobody was able to take pictures being at the wrong rock. I felt like so many girls would have been upset about this, but knowing my husband, this was 100% something he would do. So I loved it and I love this story. That's funny.
Shoot.
That's also a great attitude to have. I feel like...
Yeah, you can't put too much weight into that.
No.
Like, it's just supposed to be happy.
It's just supposed
like,
to be special.
Who cares what happens? Like... You're getting married.
And that's a good story for later, too.
Yeah. If I were hiding behind that rock, I would pee my pants. Whenever I'm like hiding or trying to like scare someone or surprise someone or playing hide and seek, which I haven't done in a very long time.
You pee your pants when you play hide and seek?
No, I don't actually pee my pants, but I just have to go pee really badly.
Because you get nervous?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway. Something I didn't know about you. I'll be thinking about that for a while.
Play hide and seek.
Sick. Okay. This is short, but very sweet. I've been a huge fan of the Beatles ever since I could sing the songs with my dad in the car. In the summer of 2019, half of my family, including my then boyfriend, Matt, and I booked a trip to Scotland. Before heading to Scotland, though, Matt and I decided, or rather, I begged, to start our trip in Liverpool, the city where John, Paul, Ringo, and George are from, and where they became a band. We saw Beatles museums, visited where they played their first shows, and stayed at a Beatles-themed hotel. Basically, an actual dream come true for me. Penny Lane, one of my favorite Beatles songs and a real street in Liverpool, was obviously a must-see destination as well. After walking up and down the famous street and through a nearby park, Matt popped the question and the rest is history. Now we've been married for a year and a half and have a little baby girl on the way. Can you guess what her name will be? Penny Marie.
Aww.
Oh, that's so cute. That is such a cute name. Penny, I love that.
Penny Liverpool Lane.
Ruining the vibe.
Why?
Penny Marie, how cute. It?
Yeah, that is really cute. Such a fun trip.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And that's a perfect proposal if you're obsessed with the Beatles. He was really thinking on that one. Okay, it was Christmas Eve and we were just sitting on the couch and I was scrolling on Instagram and I found a cute picture of an engagement ring. I joked all the time and hinted, as women do, that I wanted him to propose. And so I showed the ring to him and I was like, look how cute this is. And he pulls the ring box out of his pocket and says, what about this one? And I was shook. So random and crazy how it happened that way. That's funny. I feel like that's something that you would do.
Yeah.
I'll just spur of the moment. If you were planning to propose that day and then I happened to say that, I feel like you would 100% do that.
Yeah. That guy's thinking on his toes.
Yeah.
Nice. Always prepared as well. Mm-hmm. He must be a Boy Scout or an Eagle Scout.
Ring in pocket at all times waiting for her to mention it.
Yeah.
Long story short, my now husband had his brother drive an hour away from our hometown where my now husband and I were on a date to set up a beautiful proposal scene. Candles, roses, etc. just to fake me out.
What?
We walked by the scene and I got very excited, obviously, but he didn't say a word and just kept walking. Then he said he was cold, so we should head back home an hour away. I was confused about how we were going to somehow come back to this proposal scene. Wait, what? Oh, because she was like, I still am getting engaged. She still thinks that? Okay. But I obliged, played it cool, of course. But as we got farther and farther away, I started to get more and more angry. Mind you, we had been dating for over 4 years at this point, and I had been waiting patiently for a proposal. In the car, I started crying and saying, every weekend I get dressed up and it never happens. And he just said, I'm sorry, I can't really say anything, which just made me more mad. When we got back to my apartment, I opened my door to a real proposal scene. More candles and roses. But the first thing I said was, you're mean. LOL. We've been married now for almost 5 years and he still keeps me on my toes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Playing with the emotions.
Not making her cry on the proposal day. I think I've told you this and we might have talked about this on a past podcast, but I don't remember the details, so I might kind of butcher this. But I remember that one of our friend's parents in high school, they told us their proposal story, and basically he like had a guy like fake kidnap her, basically like actually grab her and be like, I'm gonna like take you or whatever. And she was like sobbing uncontrollably, like literally thought she was getting killed.
Oh,
and then
my gosh.
The husband, the robber, quote unquote, or the guy who grabbed her said something, was like, any last words or something. And she was hysterically bawling. And then her fiance or her boyfriend at the time like popped out and was like, will you marry me? That was the last words. Like, will you marry me? And she was just sobbing. Like, that is traumatizing.
You can't do that.
That you cannot do that. I mean, it's like a story, you know, a story for the ages, but sheesh.
Have you seen the video of the guy, like they're on a rooftop and he proposes and then he stands up and like kind of stumbles backwards and falls off the building?
No.
And the woman's terrified. And she goes and leans over and he had it all set up with like one of those inflatable things at the bottom.
Goodbye.
Like he was kind of like a stunt man. I don't know if it was like set up.
Planned.
I mean, it was definitely planned, but yeah, I don't know if she knew, but pretty funny.
Gosh. Let's not traumatize them on the day of their proposal though.
Yeah.
That's just my take. Hey, besties. Love y'all. So the day I got engaged, my boyfriend and I went to a botanical garden and mansion slash museum type of thing. However, it was raining that day, and so I just thought we were going to stay in the mansion. But at one point, he was like, let's go look at the gardens. He wanted to propose under this canopy thing outside. I was super reluctant because I hate rain, but at the time, he seemed really invested in going outside, so I agreed. At the time, I did not know this, but after we got outside, our friends had texted him and said they were stuck in traffic. So we ended up having to stall. So we just walked in circles in the rain for like 45 minutes.
Oh no.
I was so annoyed I started crying because I was so wet and he wouldn't listen to me.
Oh.
After the fact, I realized why I was drenched and cranky. I still love him and I did apologize for being a drama queen. LOL. Oh my gosh.
He was probably just so nervous and then things weren't going to plan. He's like, what the heck do I do? And he was so in his head, he like never responded to her and just wasn't paying attention.
That would be me. I would be someone to cry like because I'm wet and just be like getting so annoyed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I also was thinking though, I feel like you are a very good liar and like good under pressure.
Me?
Yes. Which is concerning at times. No, I'm kidding. But I feel like anytime you've surprised me or done anything, like you just keep your cool so well. And I'm shocked every time.
Nice.
Great quality.
Thank you.
So I never struggled with acne in high school or middle school or anything like that. And then when I became an adult, when I was like in my early 20s, I started getting adult acne, which was new territory for me and was super hard for me to feel confident in my own skin just because I was having these painful breakouts and I didn't like the way that like my makeup was laying. I didn't like the way I felt. So it really did a number on my self-confidence. And I'm sure you guys can relate if you've had any sort of skin issues. And I was so, so grateful to be introduced to Curology. I actually heard about it on Instagram originally from another influencer. And I was kind of skeptical because I just feel like with skin stuff, I don't know, it's hard to get something that works. And I had tried a lot of different products. And I did like a little free trial of Curology and I was so impressed that I ordered it for myself and I have been using it ever since. So Curology is game-changing custom skincare made for you by a dermatology provider. They will create a custom prescription cream for your specific goals, whether that's tackling acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or something else. You start by taking a short online skin quiz and uploading photos, and if it's a good fit, they will ship you your formula right to your door. It even has your name on the bottle. So I noticed that I just had way less breakouts when I started using Curology. It was definitely good at treating it for me. And I also noticed that with my acne improving and just having like better skin texture and feeling more confident overall, my makeup started laying more smoothly and I was just started getting so much more confidence than I had had before. I think Curology is so cool just because it is custom and like we all have such different skin. And so by sending in photos and getting specific ingredients formulated for you, I feel like it's just so much better of a chance of it helping you because it is customized for you. So get started with Curology just like I did with a free 30-day trial at Curology.com/whatwesaid. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That is Curology.com/whatwesaid to start your free 30-day trial. Cancel anytime. Prescription subject to consultation. Hold up. We're talking about hair extensions. You know Chelsea and I are both hair extension girlies. And that's why we're so excited about BFB Hair as one of our partners, also because we love our Queen Amber Filler Up, who this company is founded by. It is a direct-to-consumer brand, and BFB empowers its customers to confidently buy and use all its hair extension products through continued education and amazing one-on-one customer support from a team of dedicated experts. BFB is passionate about spreading and promoting self-love, confidence, and positivity to all individuals. So they have a little BFB quiz, and they just want to make shopping for extensions online as streamlined and easy as possible, which we absolutely love to see because I feel like it can get a little tricky. They have like a color match kit, so you can order this customized little kit with 3 to 5 sample wefts of hair in order to narrow down the best shade for you. And they have a team of experts that are available for in-person consultations. If you guys are local to Arizona, Zoom calls via email or DMs. Buying extensions online does not have to be intimidating, and they are so happy to help along the way, which I think is super nice and unique in, you know, the hair extension industry. BFB currently offers a wide range of products in a variety of shades to suit many different needs. BFB's collections include classic sets for amazing length, fill-ins for mega volume, and the up for dramatic updos, all available in their 23 shades and growing. And they also just recently branched out and they're offering some merch, which is awesome. These extensions I have personally used and they are so easy to use. They are so seamless in your hair. The quality is great. And I love especially the fill-ins just for volume because sometimes if you don't even need length necessarily, you just want your hair to feel more like voluminous. These are such a great option. You guys can follow them on Instagram. It's at BFB Hair and BFB.academy for educational resources, helpful videos, and hair extension friendly tutorials. And if you guys want 15% off all products, you can use the code WHATWESAID at checkout. Some exclusions may apply. That is code WHATWESAID at checkout for 15% off all products. Last year, I was living with my boyfriend, now husband, and our brand new puppy. He gave the sweetest, private, most romantic proposal in the backyard of our first apartment together. We came back inside to go to the bedroom with sparklies around it.
Uh-oh.
And our puppy had pooped everywhere. It was literally so bad that we had to completely throw the comforter and sheets out and immediately go to Target to get new ones. We still laugh about it to this day, but it was so gross and definitely ruined the mood. Love the podcast and YouTube. It gets me through life.
The ring should have been in the poop.
Okay, that's too far.
No, I'm serious.
That's disgusting. You know what I was thinking? When we got engaged, as we discussed, we didn't date for that long before we got engaged and married. And I always say like, okay, now again, we have, you know, lived together and been married. So we probably know each other on an even deeper level than we would if we were just dating for the past 5 years. But I always think like, okay, now I know you so well. You know me so well. What kind of proposal would I want now?
Right.
I don't know. But I don't think I
would
want to like...
I feel like you would still want something low-key and just personal.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think I would want to like get dressed up and have like candles and roses. That would not
be
our vibe.
That's just not us.
But I mean, I think that's beautiful. And like there's certain people who that totally is like makes sense for them. But yeah, I wonder what I would like expect now. Mm-hmm. Probably something similar though, honestly. Okay, my husband had previously set a bouquet of roses on a park picnic table. When we showed up, I said, oh man, someone left their flowers. It looks like a proposal. Then I said in a very judgy and sarcastic voice, imagine if you were proposing at this park.
Oh no.
He awkwardly proposed right then and I felt so bad I could have died.
Oh.
Thankfully, he still married me, LOL. Oh no.
Oh gosh.
That's kind of similar to my parents' proposal story. I mean, it wasn't the exact same, but they were in the bread aisle at like Safeway and my dad just put the ring behind a loaf of bread and he was like, oh, get that one. Like, and my mom was picking different breads. I might be getting the details wrong, but he was like, no, I really want that loaf of bread. And she's like, why? Like, and then she took out the loaf that he was pointing to and the ring box was there. And she was like, oh, someone forgot their ring. Like fully was not clicking for her. And then he grabbed it. He's like, yeah, will you marry me? She's like, oh my gosh. But I think that's a cute proposal too. Very low key, just in the grocery store.
Someone forgot their ring. Goes back to the argument. Why do you want this loaf of bread?
Yeah. Before our proposal, my now fiance's heart rate monitor in his Apple Watch was crazy high. Not to mention he was burning a ridiculous amount of calories for like 5 days prior to the engagement. I made him start wearing my watch because I was convinced his was broken. After both watches showed the same results, I almost made him go to the ER, but found out it was all nerves. Poor guy was very anxious.
Oh gosh.
That is so funny.
That is really funny.
Just so worried about his health. Oh my gosh. That's so good.
Yeah, if I had an Apple Watch on, I'd be going nuts.
I just about screamed when I saw this submission request. So my fabulous husband had all the best intentions in the world when he decided to propose to me on the side of a toll road.
Hmm?
Okay. We both knew marriage was in our future, and I kept telling him that he would never be able to surprise me because I'll see whatever he has planning coming. He saw that as a challenge and set up a plan to say his car broke down on the side of the road, and when I got there, I would see his Jeep with a huge sign that said, "Will you marry me?" with
nice.
A gorgeous view in the back, which is exactly what happened until a police officer saw our romantic moment of him on one knee and proceeded to yell at us for over 2 hours on the side of the road and give my husband, photographer slash best friend, sister, and I tickets. He even called me a B word for crying and not wanting to talk to him. Looking back, it was so funny, but it was Haney in the moment. I love you all so much. Give Case a big squeeze from his biggest fan. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, that is
Mean.
Mean? Like, really? We're going to ruin the proposal? Come on.
Yeah.
Do you? Oh, I just had a memory unlocked for me. When we were in Paris, we literally saw a proposal happen in front of the Eiffel Tower.
You and I?
No, sorry. Me and my girlfriends. When me, Danny, Rachel, and Chelsea were in Paris, and we saw a guy propose. And we're literally all photographers, so we were all taking our phone out. And then afterwards, we like were right next to them. And we're like, do you guys want photos? So we took like photos and videos for them.
I remember that.
And we were like, wow, that was their lucky day because they literally had three different wedding photographers just happening to be walking by when he proposed. It was the sweetest proposal. They were like completely alone.
Nice.
And they got the best of both worlds because they got to be completely private and then get photos.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
That's cool.
Anyway, I'm sorry about your heinous proposal and this jerk police officer, because that's really not it.
You should have proposed to him.
That's really an Uno reverse. Okay, I don't know if you were looking for bad ones, but my ex proposed New Year's Eve after a huge fight in our bedroom. I asked if he got permission from my dad, since I had told him I really wanted that. And he said, I asked both of our dads, aka God.
Oh, shiz.
I took the ring off and put it back in the box and cried all night, then dated him for another year. Insert JC's tongue out face. Okay, so did you? No. Oh, my ex. She said my ex proposed. Yeah, so yeah. I'm glad it didn't work out with him, girl.
Gosh.
That is a red flag. That is a red flag right there.
He's just trying to fix the argument with a, will you marry me? Come on.
Yeah, and also I feel like he's using like God to his advantage almost when it's like,
yeah,
but
as an excuse.
Yeah, it's like, well, I still wanted you to ask my dad. How was asking my dad for my hand in marriage?
It's good.
Scary?
I mean, I get nervous about a lot of social situations. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was nervous.
But he made you feel comfortable?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
And then if he said, if you lay a finger on my daughter.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And I pushed him. That's why he has a bad back.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Hi, JC, Chelsea, and Leif.
Whoa.
No. Oh. I didn't say that, but I just threw it in there for you. Unfortunately,
just doesn't say Nick.
Yeah. So rude. Unfortunately, after 4 years, my boyfriend still hasn't proposed to me. So I'm here to share my parents' proposal story. For starters, yeah, that's a hint. Unfortunately, this is anonymous, so...
Shoot.
Anyway, for starters, my dad thinks that he's the funniest person alive. On April 1st, 1993, April Fool's Day, my parents were on their way out for dinner and my dad asks my mom to grab something from in his coat pocket. My mom, being so smart, knew there was an April Fool's joke on its way. She pulls a ring box out of his pocket and inside was a note that said April Fool's Day. She turned around ready to smack the life out of him and he's down on one knee in their New York City apartment. Of course, she said yes and they're still crazy in love to this day. Aw, that's so cute.
Oh, man.
That's also something you would do.
Yeah.
You're a little jokester, aren't you?
I'm a little quirky. I'll admit it.
I wish we had video footage of this podcast, you guys. Okay. Hi, I love you both and the podcast. My best friend Katie introduced me to it and y'all just make me laugh so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Anyways, my mom was dating this guy a few years ago and he proposed on Christmas morning when all of the kids were there and we took a video and all you can hear is my brother screaming, say no, say
what?
No, in the background. Precious moment forever made awkward. She said, yes, they are happily married now. So was he joking or is he dead serious? Sounds like he's maybe not joking if it's super awkward.
Hmm. He's just being a little twerp.
Yeah, sometimes the mom getting remarried can be hard.
Yeah.
Also, what do we think about proposing on holidays? It's going to be a no from me.
True.
I don't want my proposal anniversary to be on Christmas.
True.
Maybe
that.
That's sweet. And maybe some people love, like, live for Christmas. Like, if my proposal was on Halloween, I would be very mad. Halloween would be maybe the worst one because I feel like I just don't like Halloween very much. But, you know, like on a holiday.
Well, then on your anniversary, you could go trick or treating and get candy.
Fun, romantic. My now husband made a video of all our memories while dating together. He worked on it for months after we established that we were going to get married. Sounds cliche, but I think my favorite part from the video was the ending. My husband and I knew each other since we were babies because our dads were mission companions in the 90s. That's so awesome. This resulted in us going on family vacations together when we were kids because our family stayed such great friends. At the end of the proposal video, there's a clip of us on a dock in Lake Tahoe as kids, probably 6 years old, watching a couple taking their wedding photos. As that clip played out, he got down on one knee and proposed.
Aww.
That is so magical. Are you kidding me? I just had a new something that I think I would love if you did, if you were to propose to me now.
Okay.
If you made a video, like a video of all of our memories and stuff, you know?
Mm.
I feel like that's a really, like, tear-jerking, very sweet way to propose when they put together some sort of video.
Yeah.
You know, you can watch all your memories.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's so sweet. Remember when, like, it became a trend kind of or a thing where people would literally do that, where they would make a movie almost out of... Remember that, like, one that went super viral where the guy made a movie? Like, she was at the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the commercials was some sort of, like, movie. And then he was in it. And she was like, wait, what? And then he ran into the theater and proposed. That was so iconic.
Yeah, that was cool.
The time that took. Wow.
Would you want me to propose at a Suns game? Have it on the Jumbotron? And then have the camera on you? And you say no and slap me and run off.
I don't think I'd want a Jumbotron moment.
No, I know.
Although it'd be kind of iconic at the Suns game now that, you know, I'm like very well known on the Jumbotron there. But
what if Booker stopped? He was about to shoot a three-pointer, stopped, turned, looked at the camera.
And he proposed to
me? He actually had a mic on. And then it goes on the Jumbotron. And he says, J.C. Smith. Oh, he wouldn't talk like that. That'd be like the announcer. But he said, JC, will you marry Leif? And you say yes. And then he continues with his shot and drains the three for the game-winning point. That'd be awesome.
I'd rather he just ask me to marry him.
Hey.
I'm kidding. I'm joking, everyone. Don't take it too seriously.
I knew you liked tall guys.
It's so weird to me how he looks short.
Yeah, he's just very proportionate.
I always think he's a small guy, and then it turns out he's, like, very tall.
Yeah.
No, I love my mid-sized king. You're not really a short king.
Yeah, I'm average. I'm average height.
But you're not a tall king.
Like 5'9".
Yeah. I love your height. All right. Hi, guys. Y'all are my faves. Anyways, my ring didn't come in time for my proposal in all caps. So I got engaged in February of 2021 during the brutal Dallas snowstorms where everyone lost their electricity for days. My boyfriend, now husband, kept getting notified that the ring was going to be later and later and later, and eventually that it was stuck in a shipment warehouse in Memphis. Long story short, he tried to make arrangements to fly out to Memphis and fly back the same day with the ring in time to propose, but they told him even if he did, he wouldn't be able to obtain the ring. He had all of my people flying in the next day, like immediate family, grandparents, friends, cross country, etc. So sweet, for a surprise engagement party, so he couldn't postpone the proposal and ended up having to order an Amazon ring to propose with. I knew immediately when he was on a knee that it wasn't my real ring. Learned the lesson that engagements aren't all about the bling, and we got to focus more on the marriage and exciting milestone ahead with each other. Love you guys. That's so great that you're... Yeah, I feel like you just can't get caught up in those little things. Like,
you'll get the ring later.
Yeah.
Your proposal does not have to be like the movies. It doesn't have to be like everybody else's proposal.
Yeah.
It can be whatever it is.
Preach.
And even if the ring got to Dallas in time, it would have froze.
Count your blessings. No, I think that Instagram has created a culture where you feel like you have to have your proposal, first of all, photographed for sure. And secondly, like photographed in a really elaborate way because you see so many of those and you just love the picture perfect moment. And same with weddings. Like I've heard a lot of people be like, gosh, my wedding has been so stressful to plan because I keep seeing all these beautiful photos. And like I want to have such great, you know, pictures and videos and have it be so special and unique. And that gets hard when you're just looking around at everyone else's stuff.
Yeah. You just got to forget about it. Live in the moment. Think about what the proposal's really about, what the wedding's really about.
Yeah.
It's not about the photos.
Yeah. It's about the...
It's not about what everyone else sees. It's about the love.
I was going to make a joke, but it wasn't funny, so...
Say it.
No, I was going to say it's about the money. It's about the ring. It's about how many carats are in the ring.
It's about how many guests show up and give you money.
Yes. I always thought it would be fun to like renew our vows at some point because so many of our friends now, we didn't know when we had our wedding. Like there are so many girls now that would be my bridesmaids that were not, I did not even know at the time. Same with you. You have new guy friends that would be in the wedding and whatever. But I heard that that's like a bad omen. Like I think it's
really,
it's almost like if you get, well, this is just what I've heard. And it's like, not always true.
You didn't like the first wedding. Like, let's redo it.
Yeah. And it's almost like overcompromising, like just being, or what, overcompensating, sorry. Being like, let's renew our vows and almost, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we need this show of affection and this display.
Right.
When, I don't know.
It's a little, can be seen as like kind of selfish. It's like, let's have another party for us.
Yeah. But at the same time, I do think it would be fun to have like a party celebrating, you know, on your 10-year anniversary or something with like all your friends who you now are so close with that you didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to make us get divorced. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's not in the plans.
Leif and I are both, we both have divorced parents.
Mm-hmm.
We know the divorced life, but we're going to power through.
Fist bump.
We're fist bumping, guys. Psh. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, you're sad?
That's it.
You wish it was longer?
It's over.
Thank you so much for being my co-host.
You're welcome.
Maybe
I will be a permanent co-host if you so desire.
We'll have to ask Chelsea about that one. I might record another episode with you if Chelsea wants a little bit longer of a maternity leave.
Okay.
You know, comment. Everyone comment if you liked hearing from Leif. And maybe we'll invite him back sometime soon.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
No, it's my pleasure.
No, the pleasure is all mine.
Oh, nice.
Okay. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.